And Greg Giles from Legacy Financial sits across the desk from me. He's got a microphone. I've got a microphone. And this is this week's Cultural Continuum. Hey there, Greg.
Whee!
I wasn't expecting that. It just threw me off a bit.
Let's bring on the continued culture.
Okay, let's do a cultural continuance.
Let's.
There is a health and leisure expo. I like both of those things. Mm-hmm. That's happening this morning, beginning at 9 o'clock and going until 1 o'clock, and that'll be in South Sioux City at the Delta Hotels by Marriott in South Sioux, right on the riverfront there. Many local businesses and service providers will be on hand. The event also features several speakers from area organizations, plus prize giveaways, door prizes, and whatnot, and more. That's, again, going on this morning from 9 to 1 at Delta Hotels in South Sioux City.
Also going on this morning, and it's one of your final chances, is that's the Sioux City Food Truck Fridays. That's from today at 11 a.m. until 1:30. Food trucks from across the region serving a variety of lunch choices at Pearl Street Park at 7th and Pearl downtown today. Oh, by the way, musical entertainment will be the ukulele.
Ukulele?
Yeah, playing ukulele? The ukulele.
Yeah.
Duh.
What if she wasn't?
That's funny. She's playing a dobro, but she called herself ukulele. I don't know why.
It was a catchy idea. Going on, if you don't know how to kayak and you'd like to learn, Woodbury County Parks is presenting a free kayaking seminar that'll be from 5 to 8 o'clock this evening at the Southwood Conservation Area. That's just south of Smithland. Attendees can learn about kayaking basics. You get to practice on the lake there. All of the equipment is provided. There's kind of a limited number of life jackets, or I think they're called personal flotation devices. Anyway, a limited number of those dressed to get wet because you might tip over, you might just get splashed. It's for ages 8 and up. Kids under 16, though, must be accompanied by an adult. Class size is limited. The program is free, but you need to pre-register. You can go to woodburyparks.org if you'd like to know how to do that.
And this is just a jam-packed Friday because also tonight at 6 p.m. at the Sioux City Conservatory of Music, the Harmony Project on the Block and the Sioux City Conservative Music are hosting this month's block party Friday night tonight. It's an all-ages show for $10, celebrating the students at the conservatory with live music and an all-ages show beginning, as I said, at 6. And that's at SiouxCityConservatory.com.
And if you listen this morning at 9 o'clock, the exchange was recorded earlier this week at the block.
That's correct.
Yeah. And that was a cool tribute to Woodstock.
And 50 years ago.
Lamar's Community Theater is presenting Neil Simon's Rumors this weekend. The deputy mayor of New York has just shot himself. Though only a flesh wound. Four couples are about to experience a severe attack of farce as the confusions and miscommunications mount. The evening spins off into classic hilarity. Performances are tonight and tomorrow night at 7:30 at the Postal Playhouse in Lamar's. There is also a Sunday matinee, and that will be at 2 o'clock. Go to Lamar's.com with two M's, theater with an R-E, .org. Lamar's.com, theater.org.
This sounds fun. Speaking of Plymouth County, that was Lamar's in Plymouth County. This is Knee-High Naturalists. It's the final event of the summer tomorrow. That would be a Saturday. 1-2-3 Camouflage. Knee-High Naturalists is a program for 2 to 5-year-old children with their caretaker, held at the Center for Outdoor Learning in the lovely Hillview Park near Hinton. I love that park. Begins at 10 a.m. Pre-registration is required. Come prepared to be outdoors.
Listeners can watch history come to life at the Sergeant Floyd Memorial Encampment. That's taking place over the next few days. Several children's activities, plus historical reenactments and demonstrations. And they even will recreate the burial of Sergeant Charles Floyd, of course, who's buried here in Sioux City. The festivities will take place from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Tomorrow, August 17th, and then from 10 to 3 on Sunday at the Sergeant Floyd River Museum and Welcome Center. The events, aside from the burial, that will take place right at the Sergeant Floyd Monument. That'll be at 6 o'clock tomorrow night, August 17th.
Pass the hardtack.
They say it was an
appendicitis.
Appendicitis.
Yeah, that's what they say. Yep. That's a cool event, actually, if you like to see recreation. What do they call this?
Reenactors.
Reenactors, yes. who camp down there by the Sergeant Floyd, the tugboat. On the 18th, from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., speaking of, well, that's not right, This is the second annual Monona County Veterans Memorial Car Show. It's the car show. Registration is open from 8 a.m. to noon. The event is a fundraiser in the Monona County Veterans Memorial Museum Complex. The event features live music, a special Vietnam War display, plus free tours of the Monona County Veterans Museum Complex, and of course, lots and lots of cars at the Monona County Fairgrounds in Ottawa. That's free.
Also on Sunday, Sir Robert of the Kingdom of Riversance is having his second Bald the Night event. That's a weird name for an event, Greg. The event is to collect school supplies for kids who can't afford them. One lucky donor will have the chance, an opportunity rather, to shave a knight's head. The event will include food, an auction, music, and more. Of course, the head shaving. That's probably a big part of the Bald the Night event. That's from 1 to 3 p.m. on Sunday at the Marquee. Go to river-cade.com to find out more.
Well, Sir Robert is a good sport if he's the one who's going to be tonsorially affected. But anybody else who queues up, God bless him. If you want to be bald for a day, it's going to be your chance.
It'll take a little longer for
six weeks. And here's, of course, the capstone to our cultural continuum is the annual Art Center's Art Splash. Riverside Park, that's free. That's August 31st and 1st of September. That's, of course, what, Labor Day weekend.
The first 2 days of Labor Day weekend.
First 2 days, exactly. I think a lot of people could show up there on the third day, and it's, of course, it's already wrapped up. I've made that mistake myself. In addition to the fine work made by professional artists, the festival will feature live music, food, and a children's play area. It takes place at Riverside Park. Gates open at 10 a.m. both Saturday and Sunday. And for further information, go to siouxcityartcenter.org.
And that's about all we have to talk about for this week's edition of Cultural Continuum. I want to thank my co-host, Greg Giles, for dropping by this morning. And if you have an event that you would like us to talk about, you can just post stuff straight to our website. It's kwit.org. Just go into the community calendar or community events part, and you can just post whatever it is that you want on there, right there to the website. It's easier for us to find. Again, on behalf of my co-host, Greg Giles, wishing you a great morning here on Cultural Continuum on Siouxland Public Media.
nobody else by, and by to sing to. Well, it's cool and shady. Well, the tricky wicky wack is woo woo woo. If you like the ukulele lady, ukulele lady, like you like me, like I like you, and we like her both the same. I'd like to say this very day, ukulele lady, like you.